Much of a teacher's work happens after class ends. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Samantha Kepler, MBD Bancor Assistant Professor of Technology and Operations at the University of Michigan, examines if AI can help.
New artificial intelligence, such as generative AI chatbots, are changing how K-12 teachers do their work outside the classroom. Much of teachers' work is done outside the classroom, preparing lessons, grading student work, and talking one-on-one to specific students or parents. This work is what occupies teachers late into the night and keeps them working through the weekends. This is true even for teachers in their 20th year. What worked last year may not work this year. Teaching work involves constant reworking and innovating on what has been done in the past. With two of my colleagues, one from the University of Michigan and another from the University of California, Berkeley, I followed 24 teachers throughout the 2023-2024 school year to understand how generative AI, mostly ChatGPT, was or was not impacting their outside of the classroom work. We conducted interviews, observations, and surveys throughout the year, and what we find suggests that teachers may find it more helpful to use generative AI for input rather than for output. Specifically, we observed that teachers who felt more productive with generative AI used it for input on their teaching ideas and plans. For example, one teacher asked an AI tool, "How do I help my students understand how to add positive and negative numbers?" In response, she got an array of ideas, some of which she had already tried and thought of, but some of which she had not. She changed her lesson as a result, trying something new. Teachers who didn't feel more productive with generative AI were only using it for outputs that they needed to create anyhow, like quizzes or worksheets. The AI tools available at that time were not that great at this, and often teachers had to edit whatever the AI produced, sometimes making it just as time-consuming to use AI as to not use it. What we find suggests that generative AI might be more helpful to teachers as a source of advice and ideas than as a quiz or assignment generator.
That was Samantha Kepler of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.